The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
There's a big hullabaloo going on right now about Apple updates and companies tracking you across the internet so that they know what your desires are that you want to buy so they can target ads on you when you're on social media, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting. But they really do define us based on what we want.
Mm.
And that's very common. A lot of people define themselves based on what they want. Like, what are my desires?
Mm-hmm.
That's who I am.
Yeah.
But God doesn't do that, and I'm very thankful for that. He sees us as something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't see us as a consumer. He doesn't see us as a bundle of desires. Like, that's what our culture tries to do. God does something very different. He doesn't evaluate us based on our search history. Our culture does. He sees us as family that he loves. If we want to trust him.
Mm-hmm.
And we can leave that if we want. He gives us freedom, but he's not looking at us as a bundle of desires. Our identity is rooted in him, not that stuff. And he gives us freedom to no longer be defined by that. That's no longer the last word. The last word is, I'm his. Oh, this hurts. This hurts to see.
What is it?
Pepsi Blue is returning to shelves this summer.
What was that? I don't even remember it.
Well, it's because it didn't last very long. was introduced in 2002.
Okay.
Pulled it from the shelves like the next year. It came back maybe 10 years later. They pulled
What's the flavor? What's the... It's just...
A very berry taste.
Ew.
How do we get it across to Pepsi that we don't
want it? We all want it.
We didn't want it before.
Right, we said no to that before.
Yeah, just that the factory costs a lot to gear up for that.
Sure.
We got to do marketing and stuff, and we're gonna reject it again.
We don't want berry Pepsi.
We don't. We don't want a blue. We don't want blue drinks. I think that's been established. Hey, if you're worried at all about getting older, I have some good news for you. A lot of life gets better as you get older, but it doesn't have to.
Mm.
I want to throw that in there. A lot of people think, as I get older, I'll get wiser. Not necessarily. There's a lot of people living proof of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it only happens if our ego decreases over time, right? Because the ego has to change. And then once the ego starts to disappear more and more, mm-hmm. you can take yourself less seriously. You laugh about more stuff. Stuff gets funnier. You realize it doesn't matter that much.
It's freeing.
Yes, you're not being constantly hurt because your ego is not out there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You would start to enjoy the people you're around instead of thinking, I need to be around those people, all that stuff. And you don't have to wait till you're 60 for that, or 50 or 40.
Mm-hmm.
It's just growing, like, as a believer and trusting God, you'll start to change. It could start now. Maybe they do listen. You ever think about that?
I don't know if they do or not.
Pepsi executives, we're telling you, don't just save the money.
We're just trying to help you.
They're launching Pepsi Blue again.
Right.
They're talking about this. They've done this before twice. It's been short-lived.
I thought you just meant the can, and I'm like, it's already blue, but you're talking about the flavor.
No, but if you can see it, too, it's mm-hmm. blue.
Ew.
Yeah.
Do you hear the exasperation in our voice, Pepsi executives? It is.
You could save the money on effort and give it to something awesome.
Yeah, we don't want it.
See, blue, they should know, too, as humans,
mm-hmm.
we don't eat blue things easily or drink it because it suggests poison.
What?
Yeah,
really?
Right. Just in the natural world.
That's
as a general
rule.
Now, there's a few exceptions, but for the most part, something's blue is like,
I guess that's right.
Yeah, you see some like blue, iridescent blue leaves coming off. Like, hey, throw that in a salad. No, I won't because it's blue. We
and
don't
you're
want
trying
Pepsi
to poison
blue.
Me.
Yeah, thanks. So thankful to the people who sponsor our podcast right now, fellowshiphomeloans.com. They're awesome. fellowshiphomeloans.com, and you can save a lot of money. Mike and Brian are the guys there you want to talk to. It's 800-804-SAVE. Again, 800-804-SAVE or fellowshiphomeloans.com. I want to say a big thank you to everybody who came out to say hi.
Thank you.
We were in Cincinnati last week, last weekend, a few days ago. And it was really great.
Yes, it was.
To meet people.
We love that.
We do. A tough environment,
mm-hmm.
honestly, comedically,
mm-hmm.
with a big room that seats 900 and some.
Yeah.
And then we can only get like 300 in there to be at capacity.
Yeah.
So it's sold out, but, you know, it's everybody's dispersed. You'd rather have 50 people in a tight room in terms of a crowd.
For comedy's sake, yes. Yeah, there's something about a room full of people shoulder to shoulder that makes for an easier room comedy-wise.
Yeah, and that's why they use laugh tracks and stuff because it generates laughter, having people laugh.
And then a lot of people had masks on. It's just the environment.
A horrible environment. That said, it was still fun. Yes. And it was still, it wasn't like it was awful. It was just...
Different.
Yes. To talk to that big, all these empty gaps.
Yeah.
But anyway, I guess we're just trying to say thank you.
Yeah. For being there.
It's hard. You learn stuff because you come up with stuff like I have this 10 minutes, and Sherry does too. We do like 10 minutes each of stand-up as part of this thing. Mm-hmm. But I didn't announce that I'm now doing stand-up. So I don't know.
How do you believe that impacted?
Yeah, so one night... Mm-hmm. I didn't announce it. Mm-hmm. And then my wife said afterward, like, well, that was painful. maybe you should tell them what's going on.
Right.
And then it did. It was much better the next night.
Well, your sense of humor is dry.
Yes.
And so there has to be some demarcation of, okay, this here is something else. Right. For people to understand or not, they feel unnerved, right? I think I'm a little more animated. So
what's happening here? Yeah. Are these jokes?
You're right, because the second night, not just that, the whole night.
Yeah, but we from the very outset, we said at the very beginning, like, this is going to do this, and that's going to happen. Now, you may not think it's funny, but this is going to happen.
We did that the second night.
Right.
And it made things go.
Seemed to make
better, where we alerted people. We have to give them a map. Of the night, we're gonna go here, then we're gonna go here, and then we're gonna go there, because I mean, it's just our way of being, the things we've thought up, the way we've put it together.
Yeah,
it is all odd.
So I start with doing some music. Like, I'll pick up the acoustic guitar, and it's in it was in a church.
Yeah.
Well, if you're on stage and you pick up an acoustic guitar, that puts everybody in a certain space.
Yes, that's right.
So then if you're not in that space, it's confusing and upsetting. Not that anybody was upset.
And alarming.
Oh, yeah. It's just like,
I think it's more confusion. Like, what is this?
What are you doing? But if you say ahead of time, like, I'm being a nutball.
Yeah.
That's okay. Now it's cool.
Yes, it is. Yes. We learned. We have to announce. We're about to be crazy.
I guess so, but I like the element of surprise, but it is true. I was thinking about, like, when Steve Martin back in the day, now he's a comedian from years and years ago.
Right.
But he's foundational for a lot of comedians. Mm-hmm. And he would get up and lead, you know, sing-along songs or whatever, and everybody would just go with it and laugh.
Right.
But they're there under the auspice of... This guy is going to have an arrow through his head.
A wild and crazy guy is what he used to call himself.
Yeah, he's a nutball, so they're expecting it.
Right.
But if you go to the improv, you're expecting...
That's the thing, is that we're in a place.
Yes.
And we're in a church.
Right.
And so there's already a level of subconscious expectation of something.
Yes.
And so and just uproarious laughter and absurdity.
Yeah.
Is not something you associate with this room.
Right.
And so we have to be able to navigate that.
Right. So I had to salve my own wounds by saying.
A bomb in Gilead.
By saying,
exactly.
by saying, well, Steve Martin showed up.
Yeah.
Means, and he. Did that, it would have that reaction because there'd be general confusion.
Yeah, of what are we doing here for
and then
that?
A few people like, oh, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
But most people not. And then
until you set it up.
Right. Like, it's not on them.
It's not. Every room is different.
It's
and
on me.
That's one of the things that I actually weirdly enough, like, your wife was like, is this not the most unnerving thing you've ever been through? And I told her, no, this is one of the things I actually enjoy about this, is the fact that right in the moment, you know, okay, so this isn't working.
Wait, she said that?
She said that to me.
To you? Is this not one of the most unnerving
things? Like, that just that feeling in the room of, What exactly? And this wasn't, it wasn't that the crowd was bad. It was not at all.
It's weird. They were awesome.
Yes. It's weird for them too. We're all socially distanced. We all have masks
so
on.
Weird.
It's just a different kind of thing that we've never been in before. So we have to figure that out.
So she said that.
She did. She said, isn't that the most unnerving thing? And I said, no.
It was to her, apparently.
Yes, it was.
So she's sitting there watching me.
Right.
Do this.
Right. Us, both of us.
Us both.
Yeah.
And hurting for us. But the way she put it to me was, and I knew that's what she meant.
Yeah.
As well.
Right.
But she said, I'm really proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was because I wasn't despondent.
Yes.
Afterward.
Right.
I didn't throw myself, you know, against the wall.
We went out and hung out together.
Yeah,
me, you, her, and tour manager just kind of sat and talked. And
I didn't feel a wave of shame that I would normally struggle with. I did a little bit the next morning.
Okay.
And then I was like, I didn't feel shame last night. And we got to meet everybody. We had a great time.
Yeah.
Afterward, I was just incredible. It's just, but it's socially distanced, 300 people in a gigantic room, mm-hmm. all over in the dark, mm-hmm. like here and there. Like, that's just not a good.
It's not.
And you can't even see what's going on. I mean, it's tough.
You have to be able to a lot. Now, again, this is sort of my thing, right? So I enjoy this kind of thing, which is weird. I know.
No, but hang on a second. Yeah. I want you to continue with that.
Okay.
But I just appreciate people listening to this on this journey of us justifying why we died on stage on Friday night.
That's actually what we wanted to come and tell you. We bombed Friday night.
It took us this long.
It took us, I'll tell you how long, 7 minutes and 10 seconds to say that. I'm looking at the clock. Seven minutes and 10 seconds to let you know.
You're listening live to people coming to terms with what happened.
Just completely tanked.
Processing. Yep. This is our first chance to really process.
Yeah, it is. So, yeah. Yeah, because we knew. That's the other thing, is that you can't. You can't fully process it because you have to do it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
So you can't let yourself go there.
Yeah.
Because you will end up in a pile of just heaving tears. And I can't, less than 24 hours, I got to do it again.
And by golly, we said this ahead of time. Yeah. We're like, this is funny to us.
Yeah.
I mean, we looked at the stuff that we have planned.
Yeah. And we kept saying it's funny on paper.
It makes us laugh.
Yes. Yes.
That is a fact.
Right.
So if... You know, you have to have some strength of conviction about that.
Yes. And we did.
And we did.
And you go into it and be like, okay.
And it faltered a little
so
bit.
So y'all don't think it's funny. All right. Duly noted.
Y'all don't think it's funny.
Okay. So we did.
All right.
And y'all don't. All right. So now we'll write
that
down.
We know where we stand. Us over here. You guys over there.
Us laughing. You not. Got it. Okay. So we meet in the hotel lobby the next morning. Like, all right, well.
Yeah. You see why some comedians turn on the audience. Like, look.
That's what they said Larry David would do.
Soul into this thing.
He would just end up in a fist fight in the parking lot.
This is funny stuff. If you guys don't like it.
Oh, gosh.
It went better. But one of the changes we made, again, was announcing ahead of time, like, here's what's going to happen.
Yes.
And I even, when I got up to start my stand-up bit.
You said.
I said, here goes. I'm now starting the stand-up.
Have you ever seen a comedian say, heads up. Now, this is what I consider comedy.
The following is supposed to be
the following
funny.
10 minutes and 27 seconds is comedy.
Go. Okay.
And go.
You ever notice how... Am I right? And what's up with the...
Am I? Oh, gosh. That's so wonderful.
Part of it is, too, okay. So on today's radio show, like one of the bits we did, which mm-hmm. will be on the podcast, obviously, mm-hmm. but I talked about as you get older,
mm-hmm.
it's more fun. Life is more fun because your ego can, hopefully, there's a trajectory of your ego becoming less and less exposed mm-hmm. to everything.
Yes.
It gets smaller. It's not inflamed.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have things like this happen, it's not thoroughly debilitating. Actually, this is what prompted that thought.
Uh-huh.
Like, this isn't debilitating.
No.
We can retreat into the friendship. So mm-hmm. we have my wife being there, other people, and have a good laugh about it.
Right.
And you just, there's less at stake.
There is.
You're not trying. I'm not trying to build a big thing.
No.
We're just
two goofballs. They can't believe we're even allowed to do
this. Absolutely. And we get to meet everybody.
Right.
So,
and we goof off in the lobby with you, and we take pictures and
hang out.
There's
less at stake. Wait, I mean, I'm presenting Cure.
Okay, yes.
So I want people, and I know, like, we're presenting the kingdom of God. Whether people want to give to it or not, it's up to them. Mm-hmm. But that's really the upshot of being able to do this. By the way, neither, as it stands now, like, they sell tickets to our events, but we don't get any of that. And right. I'm not whining about it, neither Sherry.
No.
We don't necessarily care. Mm-hmm. But we do get to present Cure. Which we believe in so strongly and want people to see Jesus in action like that. So that's really nice. But I think because I do talk about serious stuff too,
right.
And my books are sometimes very serious,
yes.
And then the show's sometimes serious. So we do have to tell people this.
Right. A comedian doesn't have to deal with that.
Right.
Like, he's not going to be bouncing back and forth between those things. So that's why an announcement is necessary. And I love, there's nothing... I don't want to say there's nothing more thrilling, but what's really thrilling to me is to feel 6 minutes in of an hour and a half show. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. This isn't going to work. And know that you still have to go the hour 24.
Right.
That is just so.
Well, and I took that as
interesting to me, and I love it.
To my wife's point, and you already do this, but it's tougher for me maybe to get in that space. You've helped me, but just go, okay, let's be professionals.
Yeah. Yep.
So we're going to bowl through this. I'm going to present this stuff like I'm practicing.
That's right.
Even if you don't think it's funny, like, we're still going to do the best
go
we can.
Go for it. You have to go. You got an hour 30. You're only 6 minutes in. You can't be like, well, you know what? Forget y'all.
Right.
And walk off. You have to do it. And I love that part of it. Now, to be sure, I have been doing that since I was 12.
Yeah.
So there was that. I expected it to be rocky. I expected it to be rocky.
Well, we're on the radio too. Like, if anybody's used to silence.
Yeah.
After trying to be funny.
Right.
And then wondering, am I funny?
Yeah. But, however, there aren't people here.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what hurts.
Yeah. The presence of other humans and the possibility of laughter from
that's
others.
That's a great point. That's a great point. These people could have been laughing. You're right. And to have the confirmation, like, I always suspect it's not funny. And now that I have you here, it is, in fact, confirmed, stamped.
Authenticated.
Not funny. Stamp says not funny on it.
That's what Seinfeld said. You write, you write, you write. That's the information. You go to the stage, and now the audience is going to give you information.
I wanted it to be more complex information, though, more nuanced.
Like,
you should tweak that joke this way, not just, you should never do this again. That's not the information. I want it to be less binary information.
So concrete, yes.
This to say, if you were there on Friday night, you were still awesome.
Absolutely.
And people did still laugh and stuff.
And
it just was a different
vibe. And people
came
and hung out with us.
Totally.
In the lobby. So, and I told you that
blast.
Afterwards. I said,
yeah.
We all had fun together.
Right.
You know what I mean? That whatever reaction. And again, we have not been on stage together in a year and a half.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We've never been on stage in this type of environment. The audience has never been in an audience in this type of environment. Everything is new for everyone.
Yeah, so weird.
But we're still friends. We go out in the lobby. We take pictures. We have fun. It was still a really fun night.
If anything, we're closer to
them. Yeah, yeah.
Because we went through all that together.
We were
trenches
together.
That's what binds you together.
Absolutely.
Good times don't bind you. Funny shows don't bind you.
It's the ones in the tank.
And we're all.
Those are the ones.
The crowd and us going through that.
Suffered together.
We're closer than ever.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.